The content of the following program is not intended to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, treatment, or cure. Always consult your physician or a health professional with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition. Go higher, baby. You're in the right place. You're listening to One Life Radio. This is Bernadette with Diamond Gray, Aviana Barrientos, Mo Brosette, and Courtney Garza. And we have a special guest in studio too. V Mendoza is on the sidelines with Aviana and is going to start working with One Life Radio. So we've got a huge show today. I'm so excited to have you back, Mo. How was California?
California was amazing.
I bet. Did you get your book written?
No.
No? That's okay. Sometimes it takes a little time. It's just like opening a restaurant. You have your first date, then you have your second or third date.
Yeah.
Right?
I'm like a contractor for myself because like buildings that they never get done on time.
Well, that's okay. It's all good. And we have Courtney Garza in Hello. Studio. So good to have both of you here. I guess I should have introduced you, Mo. Mo Brosette is currently the Director of Mindset and Nutrition at the Adaptive Training Foundation. And Courtney Garza is a well-known influencer and owner of the Dallas-based social media marketing agency Sprinkles Creative with her co-founder Christina Bluford. And I saw you in Veg World magazine.
That's right.
You know, and that's how you ended up here.
It was so pretty. It was such a pretty feature.
It was
super colorful.
Yeah,
that was actually my business partner's photography too, Christina.
Oh, nice.
So thanks to her.
Yeah, well, you look amazing, both in print and in person. And we're going to be talking about a colorful vegan lifestyle with Courtney a little bit later on in the show. And I have a whole bunch of stuff here. I was reading all about. I got an article today from Apple News. And it was all about the vegan movement going on all over the country, starting with back. I can go way back. Okay. I know the history well because I remember buying my first tofurkey in like 1990. Okay.
Love it. He's got a cool story, the owner.
Absolutely.
So, yeah,
he does.
Was a pioneer.
Yeah, he was a pioneer. Absolutely. Absolutely. I think the tofurkey, and then like, was it Morningstar that had the original crumbles? It was back years ago, and I used to make my, because I've been vegetarian for, I don't know, 25, 30 years now.
Awesome.
Vegan a little bit here and there, raw vegan, I go back and forth. I still, right now I'm kind of a ketotarian. I'll eat only pasture-raised eggs. I'll eat just a little bit. It's hard for me to give up cheese, but I do have a lot of alternative cheese that I like as well, but you know, it's a transition. It is. It's a transition. And sometimes it takes a while to get completely transitioned. And some people never do. But everyone, I think, has the same mindset that we really do need to, eat more plant-based, not only for our health, but also to fight climate change.
Right. Be more responsible with your eating.
Yeah, absolutely. And so I was reading in that article on Apple News. I thought that was so funny. Do you guys know what a bergasm is?
It's exactly what it sounds like.
Do you know what a bergasm is?
Bergasm,
Courtney?
No.
You don't?
No, I can't say.
Oh my gosh!
I want to say it's around the Impossible Burger. Though.
It is an orgasm that you have when you eat a good alternative meat burger, and it's called a bergasm.
Fine.
Mo's like, haven't had it.
Oh my gosh, that's funny. I knew that would get you. I knew that would get you, Mo. Mo, have you ever had a tofurkey?
No, I've not had a tofurkey. I used to eat Morningstar a lot back in the day.
That's what it, yeah, Morningstar. Exactly. Yeah. That is the name of it. And it used to come in the green and white bag.
Yeah.
Remember that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I used to make, my shepherd's pie with the alternative meat. And like I said, going back like 20 years.
Yeah. I'm so excited. They're just now, Morningstar usually has eggs and some dairy in their products, but by 2020, they're going to go fully vegan. So they're going to
take that
out.
That's
so
really
I'm
cool.
Vegetarian, so I can't wait for that change.
Yeah. Well, I didn't even know that they did have that. And they had eggs and what else?
Some whey.
And whey. Okay, yeah. Whey protein. Interesting. Well, you know, alternative health and alternative medicine has been around for a very long time. And I thought this was very funny. So I pulled this article out of Body, Mind, and Herbs. It's a book about body, mind, and herbs. It's a special edition by My Herbs magazine. Anyway, it's talking about alternative medicine. It says it has been proven that most psychosomatic issues stem from self-loathing. Would you agree, Mo?
100%.
I know. This is right up your alley,
this is
isn't
me,
it?
Yeah.
Okay, it says we should keep in mind that we can always help ourselves by looking into our soul. A great many of us are afraid of that, but we do. But do be aware of the fact that our souls are the only place where everything is complete, and we are the creatures of our lives, and what happens around us is only a projection of our own thoughts and what kind of relationship we have with ourselves. If one loves themselves and is happy about their life, negative thinking can be eradicated. Would you agree?
100%.
Well, it's funny. So the psychosomatic diseases, I thought this was funny. So tennis elbow, okay.
What?
Tennis elbow. If you suffer from tennis elbow, it's most likely the result of not having enough living space. It may also be associated with the fear of change that that fate brings you. Listen primarily to yourself. Don't overexert your capacities and learn to fight for your space. Isn't that interesting, though? I thought that was really interesting. And it talks about your stomach. The stomach teaches us to tell people what we feel and to be strong in expressing our emotions, because it is precisely through leaving everything to ourselves that leads to the notorious pressure and pain in the abdominal area, where all grievances, fears, and unexpressed emotions reside. So it is important to keep venting, never to stop. And that's one that, you know, we're going to be talking with you today about the four fear factors, Mo. Mm-hmm. Do you want to tease a little bit here about what we're going to be talking about?
Yeah, we're going to be talking about what I've discovered in my research and with my work with individuals on what I found to be the four root causes of fear.
Mm-hmm.
And how what we need to do in order to stop trying to eliminate fear, but get excited about it and be what I call fearful.
Okay.
So don't run from it. Use it.
Yeah, face it. I think of Thich Nhat Hanh. We talked about this before in his book, Pieces Every Step. He talks about saying hello to fear every morning. Good morning, anxiety. Good morning, fear.
Yes.
You know, and just, you know, pushing through it. And everybody has it. Everyone has anxiety. You know, I have a little right now.
Yeah, every day. That's the thing. That's the key, right? You're not supposed to run from
through.
It. But problem is, when most people feel fear, we've been taught that it's such a bad thing. So the second we feel anxiety or we feel afraid about anything, we retreat instead of diving in and going, why am I feeling like this?
Well, it's not a good feeling, you know?
And people it's don't not if you it. Don't let it be.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Right? It actually is a good feeling if you understand it and you, I saw that,
but
if you allow it to be.
Yeah.
And but when you don't acknowledge it, it can be scary.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And that's that's what I'm doing is to help people understand and transition from taking the fear out of fear.
I love your shirt. I absolutely love your shirt, but I can't say what it says on the air because it's got the S word in it, which we're not allowed to even spell or say.
Let that stuff go.
No, nice. Just let that stuff go.
Yeah.
And that's what really this article about alternative medicine, that's really what they're talking about, because you have so many, you have what, seven chakras in your body?
Yes.
And if one of them is blocked, you know, if one of them is blocked, then you are going to have all kinds of, repercussions from that. So you have to let stuff go. You
absolutely.
Really do. And
yes.
You have to face your fears. Okay. What else you guys want to talk about?
So
anything?
You were talking about going within, and one of my favorite quotes is from Miyamoto Musashi, who was a samurai back in the 1600s. So when people say, I love it when people say, oh, this new age medicine, right?
Oh,
when they're talking about Eastern medicine and natural holistic healing.
Yeah.
And I love to give examples like this from 1640.
Wow.
From Miyamoto Musashi, who was one of the best samurais on the planet. And his famous quote is, there is nothing outside of yourself that can ever enable you to get any better, stronger, richer, quicker, or smarter. Everything is within. Everything exists within. Seek nothing outside of yourself.
Ooh, I love that. Is that the same guy that glues things back together?
Do you know who she's talking
about?
I don't.
Yes, you do.
Are you talking about kintsugi?
Kintsugi.
Oh, no.
Let's talk about
Because we've been meaning to bring up kintsugi for the last five times he's been here.
All right, so
tell everybody what kintsugi is.
So kintsugi is a Japanese tradition that when a bowl, vase, or anything like that that's ceramic gets broken, you don't discard it. They fill the cracks, they mend the cracks with gold. So thereby, after its broken state, it has become more valuable.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes. Wow. And that's what they do. So that's one of the things that I teach people is you're not any less worthy because you've been broken, mm-hmm. because of all the BS that you've gone through. You're actually stronger because of that.
You're stronger and you're better.
In your imperfection lies your perfection. Mm-hmm. And that is kintsugi.
Yeah, that's so cool. We kept forgetting about talking about it.
I know.
It's like the Indian princess that has put herself together multiple times, and she just keeps coming back stronger and stronger.
Yeah.
So
exactly, and that's what we do with our adaptive athletes. We actually have at the end of our class, we have some awards that we give our athletes, and one is called the Kintsugi Award, and it's for the athlete that shows the most, has excelled the most, that's overcome their issues the most. So people that are just stricken with fear or things like that overcame that. We give them the Kintsugi Award, and we bust a plate and fill it with gold and give it to them.
That's so awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you're very tactile with it. That's great.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Well, you know, what we're talking about is that everything really is borrowed, and it's called pistacchi from the Italian word pistachio, okay? Which is a type of pie with a filling mixed with ingredients. Means a creative work that copies elements of other artistic output. That's kind of what everything is borrowed. We all see images every single day. We see images, we see colors, we hear words, and then we reinvent them, and that doesn't mean that they're not genuine or they're not fresh. They're just borrowed because everything is really borrowed from generation to generation.
Yeah.
From
how we're
century
influenced.
To century, right?
Yes.
Yeah. All right. Wow. That was pretty heady opening.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, we've got a fantastic show coming up with Mo Brossette and Courtney Garza. You're not going to want to miss it. Stay tuned, everyone. You're listening to One Life Radio. One Life Radio is brought to you by our sponsors, great companies like Sun Warrior Plant-Based Protein. Use the code OLR for 20% off. Crazy Water, the only mineral water bottled in Texas. Honest Hemp, happy, healthy, honest CBD. Use the code OLR for 20% off. Nature's Plate, plant-based meals to go. Paleo Magazine, Wellbeing Journal, and the International Society of Sports Nutrition. Be sure to go to our Thorne Research Dispensary on our website for 20% off and free shipping. Thank you for listening to One Life Radio. Welcome back to One Life Radio, everyone. This is Bernadette with Diamond Gray, Aviana Barrientos. Courtney Garza is here in studio with us, and Mo Brossette. Courtney Garza is a well-known influencer and owner of the Dallas-based social media marketing agency, Sprinkles Creative, with her co-founder, Christina Bluford. You can find her at Color Me Courtney or VegWorldMag.com. That's VegWorldMag.com. And, of course, Mo Brossette has been on the show many times. He is currently the director of Mindset and Nutrition at the Adaptive Training Foundation. Mo has been in the health and fitness industry for over 24 years, and he is an expert on human behavior, mindset, movement, and nutrition. He uses techniques learned personally and in his work with athletes of every level to help his clients manage stress, reduce pain, and achieve goals. Mo has helped many public and private companies through the implementation of his corporate mindset program. His website is brossetteperformance.com. That's BROSSETTE performance.com. Always a pleasure. Glad you're back from California.
I'm glad to be back too.
I made glad and
Glad to be GAC.
But yes. I do that a lot. But it really is. And this is one of my favorite topics because I really have had anxiety really bad in my 20s. I overcame it. And I'm happy to say sometimes I get it, you know, occasionally, like I think everyone does. But this is something that everyone needs to discuss. It really is, because life is so beautiful and there's no reason to walk around living in fear. So today we're talking about the four fear factors. So what are the four fear factors and what are we going to be talking about today, Mo? Almost called you bro.
You can do that too.
I'll call you that. Bro, go ahead.
The four fear factors, or the root causes of what I found, are failure, expectation, acceptance, and responses.
Okay.
And so I break those down. So when I talk about this topic, I do it in that order because it spells fear.
Okay. Oh, I like that.
Right?
So for our listeners, again, failure, and I'm writing this down too.
So
and
fear
for me too.
Is failure, expectations, acceptance, and response or responses.
Okay.
Because we've all heard fail forward fast, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now everyone's getting into the mindset movement. We're learning that failure is not a bad thing. But in the corporate world, when I do talks and presentations for companies and corporations, that is one of the key things that I discuss is failure, because employees specifically don't want to fail. They're afraid they're going to get fired, they're going to get demoted, et cetera.
Mm-hmm.
Athletes don't want to fail because it's embarrassing. But once you take out the embarrassment and you take out and you realize that instead of focusing on what you don't want to happen, which we've talked about mm-hmm. in our language and our reframing our words, and you change the don'ts to do's, I don't want to get fired. I do want to make this presentation the best that I can.
Mm-hmm.
So you take the failure and learn from it. You know, I said this the other day. I can't remember how many times you read different stats that Benjamin Franklin tried to create the light bulb.
Oh, yeah.
It was like either over 300 or 1,000 or something mm-hmm. like that, whatever it was. There's another great quote that says, I didn't fail 400 times. Mm-hmm. I just learned 400 ways not to do it.
Yeah. That's so funny.
Yeah.
Well, you know, risk to reward.
Yeah.
When you take risks, sometimes you are going to fail. I have it happen to me live on the air, sometimes daily.
Right.
But you get back up mm-hmm. and you continue moving forward, because that's really where you get the most pleasure in life is finding the courage daily to keep moving forward on something that you're passionate about and trying to really overcome that fear.
Absolutely. Well, again, it's not so much overcoming the fear. It's about using it to do all the right things.
Okay.
And checking off the boxes. So when I get, you know, again, like, man, I love public speaking. I love being on the radio. I've got a podcast. But still, I get a bit of anxiety every time before I do an interview mm-hmm. for my podcast that
yep.
I've had since 2013 before I come on the air here. But I'm not going to call you and be like, hey, I'm out. Never mind. I'm scared.
Sorry, can't
well,
it do
actually,
it.
Right. Anxiety actually makes you perform better.
It does when you let it.
When you let it.
And
when you cultivate it. Yeah.
Yes.
You know, even Tom Brady,
mm-hmm.
He and I have talked. No, I'm joking.
He's a good friend.
I wish. But Tom Brady has fear every time he goes out on that field.
Anyone
who's a high performer does.
Yeah.
Because it's part of the package.
Yeah. Well, I use the example of UFC fighters because I grew up in martial arts, and it's a great example because you see these guys and they just go beat the hell out of each other and you think, God, these dudes are badass. They don't
mm-hmm.
they're not afraid of anything. But every interview with every one of these men, they will say the same thing, that if anyone tells you that they're not afraid before they step in the ring,
mm-hmm.
they're lying to
they
you.
They are lying.
I'm afraid. And I've said on here before that one of the former UFC champions said he did three things before every fight. He threw up, he cried, and did something else I'm not going to say. But
I can probably guess.
Right? But that's what he did back. That's what he did before his fights. He cried and he threw up because he was so scared
yeah.
and nervous. But he used that fear of failure
yep.
to make sure that he was ready for what he was about to do.
No, I totally agree. You know, it's funny. You're bringing to mind something. The speech that I gave in Austin
a couple of months ago. That's exactly what I was thinking of.
And I'm telling you, I was so scared. I mean, I actually left to go to the bathroom and they thought I like bailed, like I was
she
a runaway bride
away.
Or something.
Yeah, we thought that yeah. she was not coming back.
I was rewriting the speech right up until literally 2 minutes before I went out on the
stage. The pressure was on.
And the pressure was on. I was like, oh my God. And there were things there that I saw that left an impression on me that I wanted to incorporate into the speech, and I wasn't quite sure how to do it, and it was very political, and it was
and
all
not
these
to mention
people.
Hundreds and thousands of people,
just there with all their injured children and story after story, and I was like, oh my gosh, I just don't know how I'm going to do this. I don't know how I'm going to do it, but I found myself. This is what I'm going to say. I found myself almost crying a couple of times during the speech, and I instinctively was bringing up my father because my father, who's passed away, calmed me down just being able to talk about him and have him with me there in that moment when I was speaking. And it was one of the most fantastic experiences of my life.
Right.
It really was. But I was almost crying twice during the speech because I was scared out of my mind and my hands were shaking. And I said to the audience, oh my gosh, my hands are still shaking. And they laughed and they embraced me. And then I relaxed a little bit, you know, but you have to be transparent. You have to be honest when you're speaking with people.
Absolutely. And I tell people that, you know, the studies have shown that. And if you list the top five fears, right behind death is public speaking.
I know.
Right?
Been there.
That's crazy.
Yeah. But what people don't understand is that, and I said this in a presentation this week, I was in front of a group of people downtown, and I said, you guys have no clue what I'm going to say. You have no idea what if I've even prepared a speech. You see the words on the presentation, the PowerPoint, but you don't know anything beyond that.
Yeah.
And that's the cool thing about it. Once you understand that, you know, it's okay as long as you speak clearly and concisely. But again, public speaking is a great example. Mm-hmm. It's that fear of failure and being embarrassed.
Yeah.
But if you use that fear and go, okay, cool, I'm scared to death about getting up on stage and presenting this or getting in front of my peers and presenting my idea or my concept. Well, then what do? You study what you're talking about.
Yeah.
You research. You practice it. In front of a mirror. You practice it as you're driving. So that way you work through that fear until it's not as scary anymore.
Right.
And that's the key to it.
Absolutely. And in public speaking, especially in media, you have a responsibility to be impeccable with your word. To create goodness out there and
tell the truth, at least don't lie.
Yeah, tell the truth, at least don't lie. Yeah, in fact, I quoted
Jordan Peterson
in my speech. That was one of the things that just kind of popped into my head. Because my dad, we were talking about my dad, and the one thing that my dad taught me was to never lie. Like, never, ever lie about anything. Unless, of course, someone's got a gun to your head and they say, am I ugly, and they're ugly, you might say, no, you're cute.
No. Exactly.
You know, I mean, but you know, in general terms, but you do have a responsibility in media to be impeccable with your word. And I say not even in media, in your life, be impeccable with your word and you'll be less fearful because you're out there doing good things.
And it's okay to stumble. It's okay to have mishaps.
Okay, so in this fear, failure, expectation, acceptance and responses, what about acceptance? What do you want our listeners to understand about fear and acceptance of that?
Well, it's the acceptance piece. So, let me get to expectations real quick.
So,
expectations, and that follows right along with the failure piece, because we have an idea, or we have these expectations of what we think the outcome is going to be, or we have an expectation of, you know, I can't do this, they're going to think I'm that. Well, change your language and get out of the I can't and I think that they're going to, and stop projecting what you are afraid of onto other people when it hasn't even happened yet.
Right.
So we set these false expectations for ourselves that we're going to fail, that I'm going to be embarrassed, that this isn't going to be good enough, instead of, again, using that fear to make sure that you do all the right things leading up to whatever it is that you're about to do.
Mm-hmm.
And then the acceptance piece comes in. And this is a huge part of fear, because we've all had trauma at some point in our lives, right? Like we just talked about with the kintsugi. We've all been broken. Everyone has. It's what do you do with that? What do you do with that, with that past version of yourself? You have to accept who you are. You have to accept where you are. But in that acceptance, that allows you to untether yourself from the past and then create what you want into the future. Because a lot of people say, I can't do this. You know, I was traumatized as a child. Well, my mom always told me I was never good enough, or whatever it is. Yes, that's true. Accept that that happened. Accept that that this is where you are today, and then create a plan for it. Or in athletics, or in business.
Mm-hmm. Oh, if you're and ego is involved here.
Absolutely.
Ego is so involved here.
Yeah.
You know,
100%.
People don't want to admit when they make a mistake if their ego is out of control. Mm-hmm. But it's one of the most healing things that you could do is say, I'm sorry.
Absolutely. Yeah. And allow yourself to be a beginner in this as well. right? Except that, you know, if I want to, when I coach people for Ironman or ultramarathon, I know you can't run an Ironman tomorrow. So accept where you are and let's train for it today. Let's do what you can today. And as long as you put 100% into it, that's perfect. Accept where you are and let's build from there.
I love it. And when we come back, I think we're going to mix it up. We're going to incorporate Courtney's content and yours and segue into it. So everyone, great content here today. Thank you so much for listening. We're going to continue on. Stay tuned. You're listening to One Life Radio. One Life Radio is brought to you by our sponsors, great companies like Sun Warrior Plant-Based Protein. Use the code OLR for 20% off. Crazy Water, the only mineral water bottled in Texas. Honest Hemp, happy, healthy, honest CBD. Use the code OLR for 20% off. Nature's Plate, plant-based meals to go. Paleo Magazine, Wellbeing Journal, and the International Society of Sports Nutrition. Be sure to go to our Thorn Research Dispensary on our website for 20% off and free shipping. Thank you for listening to One Life Radio. You what, Mo?
I was going to sing.
I was waiting for it.
I need
let's
something
hear it.
A
I can
better.
See you over there.
Go ahead. You're
I
on the
even
spot.
Warmed up and everything.
Go ahead.
No.
No.
I'm afraid.
Face the fear, Mo.
Yeah, face your fears, Mo. Come on, sing it.
I can't sing this song.
Yeah, you,
well, you can practice it and then next time.
I'll practice.
I can sing
we'll
this
come back
song.
With something fun.
There you go.
Here we go.
Keep dragging me down because I stand my ground. There you go.
He's a little too nasally.
It's
for
a
me.
Little nasally.
Yeah.
Hey, don't be making fun of my boy Tom Petty.
I'm not. I like Tom Petty.
Well, God bless his soul, because you right. know he passed away
yes.
almost 2 years ago. But everyone, welcome back to One Life Radio. This is Bernadette with Diamond Gray, Aviana Barrientos. I've got Courtney Garza in studio with me and Mo Brossette. And so with Mo, we were he is currently the director of the Mindset and Nutrition or Mindset and Nutrition at the Adaptive Training Foundation. Today we're talking about the four fear factors. We talked about failure. We talked about expectations. We talked about acceptance, and we didn't get to responses. So let's talk about the responses related to fear. What do you want people to know?
So what you have to understand around responses is, as it pertains to fear, is rehearsing responses to your emotional triggers, because we all get triggered by things, and specifically in the business world, we get triggered by negative feedback. So again, if I'm going to present an idea to a client or to higher ups, you know, senior executives, I don't want to fail. I don't want to get negative feedback. But understand that if you do, it's not because they don't like you. It's because they're trying to make you better.
Right.
So when you, if you know that I have an issue with people giving me feedback, why is that?
Mm-hmm.
Write it down.
Ego.
It could be ego, it could be a past trauma. It could be something you know, a teacher, a bully,
yeah,
a parent,
true.
Or something like that that just reamed your butt. Write that down and work through that. So then at the subconscious level, because every time you get feedback, if you haven't dealt with that issue, at the subconscious level, the second that you start to give me something negative, I'll get tingly and I'll get tunnel vision and I can't think straight.
Mm-hmm.
And it's bad. It's not. So understand that in rehearsing the response to this presentation that I'm about to give you to my senior executives, let's play this example, that what could you say in rebuttal? What might you give me in response? And be prepared for it.
Mm-hmm.
And then be grateful for it.
I was just going to say, be grateful.
You
know what
to,
I was thinking?
Yes.
My first response is always, thank you for your honesty.
Absolutely.
And I appreciate
yes.
it, and I will learn and grow from it.
Bingo. And that's what you do. So you create language around your responses, around your triggers, that you understand that this isn't being said out of malice or, again, to demean me or break me down. It's done to make me and the company better. So when you rehearse that and you don't go in and just get blindsided by it, then you can respond versus react.
Mm-hmm.
And that is the ultimate goal. And once you do that, then the failure doesn't seem so bad. Your expectations are better. You've accepted where you are and what you've done, and then you can respond accordingly.
Yeah. Well, Courtney, you were shaking your head. Do you have anything that you want to say?
No, I've just experienced this time and time again, either from myself or just, you know, friends or people that I've worked with. I've really been teaching myself, too, how introverts work and the difference between introverts and extroverts. I've always been an extrovert my entire life. I love people and people's energy, but I've been learning from my, you know, business connections and friends, like how it is to be an introvert and how they perceive people and how they kind of get in their head with anxiety or their thoughts. And it's not really real, but they're just not used to being around, you know, different personalities.
Yeah.
And so it's just stuff like this that literally this past year I've been really diving deep into and I never really understood it before. So.
Well, it's so great to have both of you in studio. It is. And Courtney is with us for the first time. She is a well-known influencer and owner of Dallas-based social media marketing agency, Sprinkles Creative, with her co-founder, Christina Bluford. And so we're going to go to break here because when we come back, we're going to be talking all about a colorful vegan lifestyle. And I want to be sure that we don't run out of time. And Mo, what a fantastic segment with you. I really enjoyed it. And I think you made some incredibly valuable points to someone out there listening, facing a lot of fears and really wants to achieve their highest level. Mo Brossette, you can find him at brossetteperformance.com. We'll be right back, everyone. You're listening to One Life Radio. Quicker than most, but I'm half delirious. It's too mysterious. One Life Radio is brought to you by our sponsors, great companies like Sun Warrior Plant-Based Protein. Use the code OLR for 20% off. Crazy Water, the only mineral water bottled in Texas. Honest Hemp, happy, healthy, honest CBD. Use the code OLR for 20% off. Nature's Plate, plant-based meals to go. Paleo Magazine, Wellbeing Journal, and the International Society of Sports Nutrition. Be sure to go to our Thorne Research Dispensary on our website for 20% off and free shipping. Thank you for listening to One Life Radio.
No, there's no way.
Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to One Life Radio. This is Bernadette with Diamond Gray, Aviana Barrientos. I've got Mo Brossette in studio with me and our very special guest today, Courtney Garza. She is a well-known influencer and owner of Dallas-based a social media marketing agency, Sprinkles Creative, with her co-founder, Christina. You can find Courtney on Instagram or on her at Color Me Courtney and her website, VegWorldMag.com. And so, wow, I'm so honored to have you in studio. And I've got the Veg World magazine that I found at Nature's Plate.
Perfect.
Who has been our sponsor before. It's a great little place to go here in Dallas if you want to slowly transition to plant-based.
They do.
Yeah. And so I'm going there. That's what I put in my daughter's lunch when I don't have leftovers.
There's a few. Preston and Royal.
I think it's Forest, isn't it?
Preston and Forest. That's what it is. And then Northwest Highway.
And
like close to Audelia?
Yeah, it's where that, it's.
It's
yeah.
where White Rock Coffee Shop is, like around that area.
Yeah, it's right around the corner. And then they opened a brand new Starbucks there too, but the cross street. We'll look it up and we'll let you know. But I saw the, actually Aviana was the one that saw the magazine at Nature's Plate and brought it to us. And you are featured in it. So let's hear your story. This is a fascinating story. Tell us what it is. What's your story? Why are you so passionate about living a vegan lifestyle?
It's kind of honestly been a huge thing. I'll kind of give you the quick version. I've always loved animals, obviously. A lot of people do.
Mm-hmm.
But mine was particular. Obviously, grew up here in Texas. Very, very country, you know, feeling. Mm-hmm. But a lot of my family lives in Fort Worth. And so the short story is that I was driving to Fort Worth, if you're familiar with like the Burleson area.
Mm-hmm.
We would drive past all these cow pastures, right? Mm-hmm. Of course, there's tons of farmland out there. And I was sitting in the back seat. I was 13 years old. I did not see a documentary. I did not read a book. I did not talk to anyone. I just saw the cow and I wanted to hug it. Literally, that's it. Mm-hmm. I want to hug that cow. And then it hit me like a ton of bricks. Why would I want to hug this cow, this animal that I also eat?
Because
I kid you not, every Friday, my grandma and I would go to McDonald's and get a double meat and cheeseburger. I kid you not. That was like my treat weekend meal.
Yeah.
And So we would do that, and it dawned on me, you know, double meat and cheeseburger every Friday, and then I want to hug this cow. What is this cognitive dissonance, you know? 13 years old, kid you not. And then I just told my family from now on, I can't do this. I can't eat this anymore. I can't eat meat anymore. And of course, they were freaking out because I've always been a picky eater. They're like, no, one more thing she won't eat, you know?
Yeah.
So it was slowly but surely. I didn't go cold tofu, as we call it. I just started with no red meat when I was 13. I wasn't buying my own groceries, obviously.
Yeah.
Couldn't go drive to the store. and then I gave up, turkey and chicken and fish slowly but surely, and then fully went vegan when I went to college. UNT has a fully vegan cafeteria called Mean Greens.
Wow.
And
nice.
So it was thanks to UNT and their program, and then obviously being able to buy my own groceries, living on my own is when I went fully vegan.
And just slowly transitioned.
Yeah.
Well, that's what a lot of people do. And some people remain in the middle, and some people, you know, just do meatless Mondays. It all helps. And it does, because it's become an environmental issue as well. I want to go to my next question, because this is important that we get this out.
Yes.
So I hear that you have some big news to share with
our
listeners today.
So exciting news in the vein of me, as I mentioned, going to UNT. I got my degree in journalism, specifically strategic communications with a minor in marketing. And so I've always had a passion for journalism and obviously for vegan lifestyle, because it is so rooted in my heart, in my morals, and my ethics. So I've been working for a magazine, VegWorld magazine, that's been around since the early 2000s. And I have been working for them about 4 years now. And it has been so integrated into my everyday. Obviously, having my own social media agency is huge. But this is right there up with it. So I'm happy to say that VegWorld magazine, I am now the new owner.
Oh,
and
wow. Congratulations.
As of last night. So we are excited. Wow. Me and my team, the existing team already in place, and all the amazing contributing writers we have. So I'm excited to take over and just kind of make it even more amazing. It's always been amazing.
Yeah,
but even more amazing.
Congratulations.
I'm so excited.
That is so
awesome. Wow. And this is the first, this is breaking news right here on One Life. Oh my gosh. How exciting.
Yes.
Well, I feel so honored. Ingrid Newkirk has sat in that same seat that you are in right now. The founder of PETA, Mercy for Animals, Nathan Runkle, that you know, and I know, well, he's been on the air with us many, many times. This is something I've been passionate about for many, many years. And it's truthfully what has kept me going for 8 years on the air when I feel fearful, Mo, and wanted to stop because I just couldn't take the pressure anymore. It was my love of animals that has kept me going all this time. So congratulations to you.
Thank
Let's continue.
You.
Yeah, you're I'm so honored to have you announce that here on the show. I am. So
likewise.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much. And so let me ask you this. What are some of your go-to easy meals that you can make at home? Because so many people struggle with, how do I become a vegan? And it is becoming easier because of all the just fantastic companies like No Evil Foods, which is so crazy. So I just discovered them two nights ago when I was at Whole Foods and found their Stallion Italian sausage up on the top shelf, because I wanted to make some pasta for my kids coming home from Europe, a nice Italian dinner for my nice Italian girls. And so anyway, and I was astounded at how delicious it was, so much so that I contacted the company yesterday. But you gave them an award last year.
Yeah, last year for VegWorld, I gave them Best New Alternative Meat.
That's amazing.
Because my job is to go to these expos and try all the new vegan stuff. And kid you not, they were the best new vegan alternative meat last year at Expo East in Baltimore. And just phenomenal company. I'm so excited you tried them.
Well, no, I'm going to try all their products. And I don't know if I don't know if you know this. Did you know that I'm the co-founder of Wingstop Restaurants?
I did not.
Okay. And you're vegan.
Fascinating.
So, and I was a vegetarian when that concept was invented, and developed. And so, but you know, I used to test the sauces on the fries instead of the wings. But Wingstop was created to save chickens. A lot of people don't know that because, you know, back in the day, that the wing used to get thrown on the floor and used as, you know, like chicken or a feed for dogs or dog food and all that. And actually, my former husband, Antonio, Swad said that, you know, why couldn't this be turned into an entree and actually save chickens, and then develop the all the great sides that they're famous for, like the potato salad and the fries and the beans and all that. Oh. Actually, I don't even know. They don't have beans on the menu anymore, do they?
I don't know.
I don't know. I haven't been in one in years.
Have to go.
They're fries, though.
There you go.
But great fries. But anyway, it's so funny, you know? And actually, I had contacted the new CEO, Mr. Morrison, back about a year and a half ago to try to convince them to put vegan wings on their menu. And they were not, they did not really entertain
it. It's a matter of time.
People are buying the alternatives. Yeah. People want to buy the alternatives in these big chains.
Absolutely.
I think now, though, especially with Burger King taking on the Impossible Burger,
I was just about to say
now
that.
People will start to open their minds.
I saw
to
Wendy's is trying to come out with alternative meats. Yeah. Like so
even Chick-fil-A, KFC are talking about it. I mean, it's huge. Pizza Hut.
I love it. And there's actually a great quote that I got to pull up here on my phone in a second when I stop talking. And it's about when a movement is started. You know, at first they I'm ad-libbing here. At first they think you're crazy. Then they want to, stop you. And then something like, and then they accept it and then they want to praise you. And so I feel that's kind of what's happening here. And it's, you're an animal lover. I'm an animal lover. This is not judging people that eat meat. This is about our climate. This is about it not being good practice for our environment when it takes, you probably know the statistics better than I do, about how many pounds or how many gallons of water it takes for
so many resources.
How many calories for a pound of like a quarter pound burger? It takes 35,000 calories for a cow and 1,000 from the plant. I can't remember. I don't have it in front of me right now. I should have, but I'm just so excited to have this content go out on the air. I am.
And it's such a cohesive lifestyle. And that's honestly why I love to live a colorful vegan lifestyle is because it's no matter what angle you're looking at it, it makes sense. You know, if you're doing it, like I came into it for animals, right? That was my entry point. But then there's health, obviously. If you have a health condition or if you're just looking to eat more healthy, lose weight, whatever your thing is, be more fit. Or if you're looking at it from a sustainability aspect, I'm sure a lot of people have heard of Cowspiracy. It's on Netflix. They talk about the sustainability aspect. And how obviously we have a situation on our hands with the environment that we need to combat global warming. We need to combat all these things. And the key way of doing that is to go vegan and to at least incorporate more plants, less meat into your everyday diet, because that's going to help on our resources that
Absolutely.
We're just draining.
Absolutely. And I found the quote. It says, first they ignore you, then they laugh at you, then they sue you, then they try to buy you, then they copy you, then they steal your shelf space, and then they put you out of business, and then you've won.
Yes. And then so many examples in the vegan space for that.
Absolutely. And so let's go back to your go-to easy meals. What can you tell people out there that want to have a couple of go-to easy meals?
I need some help.
It's so funny. So when I first went vegan, my easy meal was hummus and vegetables. That was
at
first, you know, going into it. I'm like, I don't know what I'm doing. This is good enough. Clear case in point. You always want to have some grains. You always want to have some greens. You want to have some protein sources, right? And fruits and veggies, always good. So I guess an easy one is always you want to do some kind of either rice or pasta. I really like gluten-free pastas because they're made out of brown rice or they're made out of really cool stuff. I was just introduced to one by this company called Jovial. They're out of Italy, and they have this protein source pasta source called Inkhorn. Which is really fascinating. I really like pasta with some either no evil or tofurkey or something, you know, some kind of sausage.
Has the tofurkey gotten better? Because I remember the first one was truly like cardboard.
It's amazing.
No. I was going to ask you, back in the 90s,
it was so bad, you guys.
We have improved. Yes, there's an Italian one that I really like. And so what my go-to is something about it, like a cozy bowl of pasta. So I do like a gluten-free pasta, brown rice based or something. And then I get some tomato sauce. I really like sprouts. I get their sprouts marinara and then a tofurkey, Italian sausage. My boyfriend really likes that meal too. So we're just like, let's make some pasta. And there's a lot of awesome vegan parmesans now made out of cashews that you can put on there. I mean, the sky's the limit. I like adding like basil or something, oregano.
You've got to come back because I didn't get to half of my questions.
That's okay.
We're chatting it up here because we just met for the first time and such an honor to have Courtney Garza. Okay, last question. You got about 20 seconds. What's your favorite message to share with people who may not be aware of veganism or the plant-based lifestyles?
How fun it is, how easy and colorful it is. That's my thing, is if I can woo you over taste buds, then I've got so much to show you and so much to to highlight to make it fun.
And so many great companies starting right here in Dallas, Texas, where a lot of great things happen. Thank you so much for being here today, everyone. Thank you for listening, Mo. Thank you so much for your contribution. You know what? You get one body, you get one mind, and you get one life. Get out there today and make the most of it.